My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Speaking of coming in hot, ladies and gentlemen, a man who has been coming in hot to a lot of people's doorways with his foot and his microphone, ladies and gentlemen, the great Ed Gallick, Fox 8 iTeam. He joins us right now on the show. Ed, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I don't know about great, but happy to be on with you.
Oh, come on now, Ed. Ed Gallick joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
A former colleague. Ed, it's great to talk to you again.
That's right. Always good to talk to you, too, from going way back in the old days.
So you've been following the stadium stuff very closely here. The city, they made a proposal yesterday, and they want an answer by August 12th. Now, it's my opinion. You're a reporter. I don't need to ask you opinion on this stuff because you're a reporter and you're a true newsman, but I just fly by the seat of my pants on a lot of this stuff. It's been my opinion that the city has not been very serious about keeping the Browns downtown. But there is a breakdown of the proposal financial details. Now, I've asked before, well, if you don't keep the Browns, where does the 461 go to? Do they get the 461 based on hotel taxing? Lima, you would know this as well, but Ed, where do they get the 461 from to finance this?
Well, that's one of the key questions here that we looked at, Peggy and I, yesterday when we first took a look at this. The big chunk of the money actually would come from admission tax money from Browns tickets only. We clarified this twice. We're not talking about admission tax money from Playhouse Square or the Cavs or the Guardians. So the city computed what they think ticket prices will be many years from now, because this is a 30-year lease, and the city is not going to write a check next week and say to the Browns, here's your money, make your renovations. They're saying, we'll give you this money over 30 years, and a big chunk of it is based on projections of what they think ticket prices will be, and therefore what admission taxes on those prices would bring in. So it's kind of speculative, and we asked the chief of staff for the mayor yesterday about this, and he said, well, those are our best guesses, and we think we are pretty close. But again, it's speculation. It's their projection.
Ed, obviously, the thought has been, and from things that I've heard, that stadium on the lake, Daryl Ryder came on yesterday on our station as well. He's been all over this, our Browns beat reporter, talking about the viability of that stadium long-term either way, that it's just subjected to the elements in a way that most stadiums in the NFL and most arenas are not around the country. So therefore, this comes off, Ed, as almost hollow to me, because they're going to have so much upkeep on that stadium anyway that it almost seems that this was never really, as much as they want to call it a bold way to look at it, they were never really going to try to save that stadium, were they, Ed?
Well, it's really, I think, from which side of the fence you're looking at it. Now, the city is going to tell you, we just put together this package with all this money over all these years. This is our best offer. We think it's great because it's going to be able to have the Browns renovate the place. But at the same time, as you said, it's already getting kind of old. And when you consider you would do all these renovations and then it would be 30 years older before you would, in theory, do something else, you start to add all of those things in there. But we're looking at something that maybe 2 weeks ago seemed like a someday kind of a thing. We would see what would happen. Now all of a sudden it's happening quickly because, again, as Ken mentioned, there's that, well, we want an answer by August 12th. Very likely the Browns will give an answer by August 12th, and then we'll start to get into, okay, what are they going to build exactly in Brook Park and how will it get paid for?
Ed Gallick joining us, Fox 8 Eye Team in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Is there been any conversation from your sources about, okay, the Browns, say they do want to stay downtown, right? And that we can pledge 460.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Won over 30 years based on the emission tax. That sounds good. Would there be any conversation at all about building a new stadium downtown, using the 461 over the 30 years for that, and then using the other land that their current stadium is for mixed use as well? Has there been any conversation there?
No conversation about that since many, 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 many months ago when people first started talking about this. They said, well, what about this? What about that? Could they also do the other? But really, it's narrowed down to this project of renovating on the lakefront or building a dome in Brook Park. That's kind of where we are right now.
But when I hear, I'm sorry, Lyman, but when I hear about the, and it's hard for me to not ask you an opinion question because I'm giving an opinion here. It's hard for me to understand all that where, okay, let's redo the current stadium, where everything I've heard about it since I was a kid was, hey, this was built in a haste because they wanted to get the NFL back. The NFL gave them 3 years. There's a lot of things that needed to be improved structurally. So if we just redo the stadium, they're saying over 30 years, it's hard for me not to believe that we're not going to run into the same problem in about a decade or even less than that, Ed, with the 461. And I'm thinking, that's why it doesn't seem to be a real offer to me.
Well, consider the annual maintenance already. We just did a story the other day that right now the team and the mayor's administration are going before city council to say we have another $4 million almost in repairs that need to be paid for. And that's just one little microcosm. That's not even a year's worth of repairs. Those are quote-unquote emergency repairs, as they put it, that had to be done before this season because of fan safety on walkways and things like that. That's just one little nugget, and that's right now. So consider that when you look at the big picture for maintenance.
Ed Gallick with us on the hotline. What is the county's view on all of this? Because obviously the team is staying in the county, but the funding for either a renovation or the new dome is going to be an intense discussion no matter what. It's going to be a lot of money that people are going to pay, whether it's admission tax, hotel tax, parking tax. So the county, what are we hearing from the county, and why have we not gotten any public hearings, any town halls, any Q&As? Why have we gotten nothing when it comes to that?
You know, that's a great point, because we're getting very little from the county executive's office. We spoke to him months and months ago and said, what's your view on this? He said, well, I definitely want it on the lakefront. We think it belongs downtown. And as far as any kind of funding, well, we'd have to see a proposal. We have to get specifics, that kind of an answer. And then just this week, we got a statement that said simply, we still think the Browns should stay downtown. But to your question, what would it mean if they go to Brook Park, and would it mean all kinds of other county money, and what would it mean for the syntax, all of that? Those questions are still to be answered.
All right, so you talked to Ed Orcutt, who is the mayor of Brook Park. What would Brook Park have to kick into a possible project over in their city with a brand new stadium, a brand new roofed stadium possibly?
Well, two things about that. It was significant that Ed Orcutt, the mayor of Brook Park, sat down with Peggy and myself the other day, because traditionally, as this process has gone on, he said, well, we're just kind of looking, we're making sure that might be good for Brook Park. We don't know yet, those kinds of things. And then he sat down with us. And he opened up and said, I think a dome would be good for us. I think a dome would be good for the region. I'm not trying to steal the Browns. I'm trying to do what I think would be good for the region and good for Brook Park. At the same time, he said, I'm still trying to crunch the numbers. What would it cost me in Brook Park for maintenance every year? What would it cost for security on game days and all of those things? And can Brook Park afford it? And what would the state kick in? And those kinds of numbers are still being finalized, according to him, in discussions with the Browns. In fact, he said he has still not seen, this is what he said 2 days ago, still not seen a final rendition of what the dome would look like, but they're in the process of scheduling those meetings. So it was significant that he spoke, because he spoke in that kind of detail really for the first time and publicly. Now, at the same time, we all know that Brook Park is not Cleveland as far as financial power goes. Yeah. So, you know, Brook Park's not going to be able to afford this on their own, but that whole package is still coming together. In fact, yesterday, the governor's office told us that it was still having, as it put it, productive discussions. Productive discussions is the way the governor's office put it in deciding what kind of tax money from the state would come.
See, this is where, like, the project, I know we keep talking about, like, oh, 2029. It would almost make me want to put it off a little bit further here if I was the mayor of Brook Park. I don't know this man, and I mean no disrespect, but it's a suburb mayor, and usually as a suburb mayor, you're dealing with suburb issues, and usually they can handle them pretty well, and I'm sure that he can handle his city's issues pretty well, but we're talking about a major facility with an NFL football team. Like, I might need to get all my arrows in the right row here, and maybe even hire some people before we go along with this project here if I was at Orcutt.
Well, one thing he did tell us, he said, you know, I was in the military as a CB, mm-hmm. involved in construction for the military, and so he feels like he has a grasp of these kinds of things, at least to some degree, of what it takes to look at a structure that you need and what's going to be involved in putting it together and what's going to be involved afterwards. So he feels like he has at least a grasp of what needs to be looked at.
Ed Gallick, Fox 8 I-Team. Watch him every night, him and Peggy. Ed, we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
All right, thanks for having me. Have a good day.
Yes, sir, you too. Ed Gallick, Fox 8 on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.